This is Patrick Jones reporting on the 2012 London Summer Olympic Games. I want to start by talking about the U.S. men's basketball team, a team full of great NBA stars like LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, Russell Westbrook, Carmelo Anthony, Kevin Durant, and Kentucky's own Anthony Davis. After beating the Dominican Republic, the U.S. team played two more exhibition games. One was against Brazil at the Verizon Center in Washington, D.C. The president and vice president were both there to watch the U.S. win. And the second was against Great Britain in Manchester, England. In the first half of the game against Brazil, the U.S. did not play like a team at all. They played like everyone wanted to shoot and nobody wanted to pass or assist. Because of this, Brazil players like Anderson Varejão, who plays for the NBA for the Cavaliers, Nene, who plays for the Washington Wizards, and Alex Garcia kept bringing the game close with their team play, and Alex Garcia missed only one corkscrew three-point shot. In the second half, I guess U.S. coach Mike Krzyzewski told the team they needed to pass more and shoot less, and that's what they did, winning the game 80-69. But the U.S. better watch it if they're going to beat Brazil, Spain, and Argentina. After barely beating Argentina in an exhibition game, 86-80. A few days later, the U.S. looked awesome against Great Britain, a much weaker team than Brazil. The defense used great perimeter pressure to force a ton of Great Britain turnovers and bad three-point shots, which the U.S. turned into easy layups, alley-oops, and monster dunks. The U.S. led by 18 at the half after a 12-4 run. In the second half, Deron Williams of the U.S. hit 5 threes, scoring the first 11 points in the third quarter. After that, the game turned into a slaughter. Kentucky's Anthony Davis really came on strong in that fourth quarter and put on a great show, scoring 11 points. The U.S. shot 60% from the field, led by as much as 47, and had a huge number of assists, forced 27 turnovers, and won the game by 40 points. Still, Great Britain's Luol Deng did great against the U.S., scoring 25 points. These three games were good warm-ups for the U.S. men's team, but they better keep up the assists too, and the heavy defense if they want to win the gold. Oh yeah, and watch the U.S. women's team too. They're on a hot streak.